1983. You almost overdosed under the apple tree. My sister saved you. You didn't thank her, remember? Still, my kisses were free. I thought you needed love, you needed money and a house key. Fool me once, fool me twice. I am cold like December. Friends are strangers now. The children are all gone. You're in the desert singing drinking songs. Count your money. It's a blessing at the end. You say that people change, but I don't think so. You want to win me over. Stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. I'm finished with you. Nothing matter, nothing was true. Nothing matter, nothing.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 7 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube and streaming live on WMFO.org. And you can also download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, July the 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in some sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I would certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Right now it's 67 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts, and we'll be bringing you that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program, so you stay tuned for that. That way you know how to dress and everything else as you go out today. 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., let's get right into Major League Baseball score. It scores in the interleague play. I'll get it together here. I'm early in the morning here. The Yankees 7, the Mets 6. The Marlins 3 and the Rays 2, and the A's 4 and the Giants 3. That game went 11 innings. In the National League, the Cubs 7 and the Cardinals 2 in the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game, the Cardinals 6 and the Cubs 3. The Brewers 4 and the Dodgers 2. The Pirates 6 and the Reds 2. The Rockies 6 and the Diamondbacks 5. And the Braves at the Nationals and the Padres at the Phillies will both postpone rain. That rain, I understand, is heading up the coast and should be getting here sometime today. Gives you a little heads up. Over in the American League, the Blue Jays 4 and the Orioles 1. The Tigers 5 and the Red Sox zip. The Astros 7 and the Angels zip. The Royals 4 and the Twins 2. Cleveland 16 and the Rangers 3. Football score. And the White Sox 5 and the Mariners zip. Okay, that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2-for-5. He's hitting .355 on the season. I believe he's leading both leagues in batting. Andrew Benintendi went 2-for-3. He's over the 300 mark. He's hitting .303. He also got a walk. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-4. He's hitting .280. Mitch Moreland went 1-for-4. He's hitting .273. Pierce went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .321. Rafael Devers went 1-for-4. He's hitting .241. Also made a crucial error early in the game, putting the Tigers up 2-0. Eduardo Nunez went 1-for-4. He's hitting .252. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-4. He's hitting .207. And Blake Swihart, 1-for-3. And with a walk. And I don't have his batting average down. I don't know why I didn't put his batting average down. But anyway, Blake Swihart, he caught. J.D. Martinez did not play. He ran into the wall head first day before, in the Friday game. And that might have been the reason why he did not play. Hopefully, he's not going to be out for any lengthy period of time. Need his bat in the lineup. The team has not been hitting since the All-Star game. One run in the game that they won on Friday. Everybody who's been on Price's back, he allowed 4 hits and 6 1/3 scoreless innings and got his 10th, I believe, victory. But since, like I said, since the All-Star game, the team's only scored one run in 18 innings. That ain't good. Johnson went 5 innings yesterday for the Red Sox, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them unearned, struck out 5. He had a 3.81 ERA. He got the loss. He's 1-3 on the season. Thornburg came in, pitched an inning, got wrapped around with 2 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. 1 walk, 1 strikeout, and I believe he gave up a home run. And his ERA is 10. Count them, 10.38. Brazier came in. He pitched 1 inning, struck out 2. He has a 0.00 ERA. And Velasquez pitched the 8th inning, gave up 1 hit, struck out 1, had a 2.61 ERA. Red Sox are 4.5 games now ahead of the Yankees. 414 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, June the 22nd, 2018 edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
There's something different about the way kids play sports today. Things are getting serious and highly repetitive. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries. The injuries caused by over-specialization in one sport. When a young athlete performs the same stressful activities time after time. Day after day. Overuse injuries can happen by throwing too many baseballs without enough rest. Overuse can happen in gymnastics, tennis, weight training, even cheerleading and swimming.
Okay, kids, 10 more laps to go. 10 more laps.
You get the idea. Left untreated, overuse trauma to young shoulders, elbows, knees, and wrists may require surgery. If your kids play hard and train hard, make sure you have expert advice for treating and preventing overuse injuries. Visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 420 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, I guess that's about it as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. I don't think I have anything else to bother you about. Like I said, the Red Sox are 4.5 games ahead of the Yankees, and have only scored one run in 18 innings since the All-Star break. And J.D. Martinez was out yesterday. I'm assuming it was because he ran head first into the wall, making a great catch in the Friday game to save the extra base hit. And I don't know if there were any men on base at the time, but anyway, he saved David Price's bacon because Dave only got one run in batting support. Like I said, the team has only scored one run. In 18 innings since the All-Star break. Hopefully, they'll get their bats back in tune and start wrapping the ball all over the place again. It's amazing how sometimes the media here in the Boston area can go berserk when things don't go perfectly. I mean, come on. How many times do media people here get Pulitzer Prize awards for their writing or for their interviewing or whatever on radio and TV. But when a ball player who's, getting paid big bucks doesn't seem to live up to what they think he should live up to, she sometimes, they're on their case like if it was their money. But anyway, that's not unusual. But David Price turned it around on Friday after the All-Star break. And hopefully, like I said, the bats will start swinging. And hopefully Martinez is not out for any lengthy period of time. It's 422 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Oh, I guess before we turn away from baseball, the big trade took place. Manny Machado went from Baltimore to the LA Dodgers. I'm assuming that they're going to throw a lot of money at him, and he's going to probably be a Dodger for a long period of time. We'll see what happens there. I guess that makes the Dodgers, I've been following the Dodgers. West Coast teams, I don't get a chance to follow them because I don't see them that often. And I'm not staying up late, even if they are on TV. unless they play here locally in the East or somewhere. But I guess that will make the Dodgers one of the main contenders in the National League. Now, if they weren't before, they certainly should be with Manny's bat in the lineup. They lost yesterday. That makes them 54-44. And the Diamondbacks lost, and so they're still a game and a half behind Colorado. What do the Rockies do? The Rockies won, so they're a game and a half behind also. And the Giants, they aren't that far behind either, but they lost yesterday. So they're 4.5 games back. San Diego's way back. Okay, let me run down the rest of the standings. Like I said, the Red Sox are 4.5 ahead of the Yankees. Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Baltimore are way back. In the Central Division, Cleveland has a big lead over Minnesota. The Twins lost. Cleveland won, so their lead is even bigger. 10 games, I believe it is now. Followed by Detroit, Chicago, and Kansas City. And out west, Houston. They won yesterday. That makes them 66-35. And Seattle. The Mariners lost, so they've fallen 6.5 games back. Followed by Oakland, Los Angeles, and Texas. In the National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies. The surprising Philadelphia Phillies. They got rained out yesterday. They're 54-42, followed by Atlanta. The Braves got rained out also. So they're half a game back. And then there's Washington, Miami, and New York. In Central Division, Chicago Cubbies. They split a doubleheader with the Cardinals. They're 57-40. And the Milwaukee Brewers gained a game on their 2 games back, 56-44, followed by St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. Okay, so that's it in Major League Baseball. 426 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
In our Do You Know Your Stuff hot seat today is Doctor of Optometry, Dr. Bob.
Hi, Doc.
Good to be here, guys. Fire away.
Which of the following can be bad for your eyes? Smoking, alcohol, or caffeine?
All of them.
He's right.
Really?
Then answer this. Do optometrists have a good sense of humor?
I'm on your show, aren't I?
Oh, this guy's good.
Good.
A message from the American Optometric Association. Test your IQ at AOA.org.
And there's also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown perspective on sports. Okay, in golf, if you are a golf aficionado, in the British Open yesterday, Jordan Spieth is in first place, three-way tie for first place, there, along with Schauffele and Kisner. They're all 9-under after three rounds. Chappelle is in second place, he's 7-under. Molinari is in third place, he is 6-under. And Tiger Woods is in fourth place, and he's 5-under, but he's tied with about 4 other people. So, if you're a golfer, that's what's going on in the world of golf in the British Open. Okay, where are we going to go from here? Excuse me. In the WNBA yesterday, the Mystics 95 and the Liberty 78. The Lynx, 80, and the Mercury, 75. And the standings right now, out west, Seattle, 18-6. They're the Storm. Mercury, 15-10. The Lynx, 14-10. The Sparks, 14-10. The Wings of Dallas, 14-10. In the east, the Atlanta Dream, 14-9. The Washington Mystics 14-10, and the Connecticut Sun 12-12. The Sun got off to a great start, but they've been dropping like a rock recently. I don't know if it's because of injuries or what, but they've been having their problems. Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Host Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. That's a promise, not a threat.
We'll be right back.
It might be the door alarm or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does. Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. And I believe there's been about 7 or 8 drownings in the Massachusetts area this summer already. So yes, we can't be too careful around water. Especially if the water is choppy because of storms or whatever, or if the people who are in the water aren't practicing water safety. 4:39 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Our numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, National Football League, put their foot in their mouth again with their kneeling policy. I'm not a lawyer or anything else, but I didn't think they could just throw out a league-wide policy without getting some input from the National Football League Players Association. And after throwing out this new policy whereby the anybody who wanted to protest would have to do it by staying off the field, and anybody who came on the field had to kneel when the anthem was being played. And after throwing that out there, then they said each team is going to have to come up with their own individual policy, which could be as much as 4-game suspension. And then all of a sudden they decided, okay, let's have a moratorium and let's meet with the NFLPA and see what we can come up here with. And so right now, I guess everything is in flux. And until the exhibition games start, we don't know what's going on. But there are some players who already said they are going to kneel regardless and pay the fine if necessary or whatever it might be. So we'll see how far that goes, where it goes, or whatever. 4:41 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, temperature outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts is now 66 degrees. It's dropped a degree. And that rain that postponed games in Washington and in Philadelphia yesterday is supposed to be heading this way. And we're going to have that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise multicast, which will be coming your way beginning at 5 a.m. And how do I know about that? Because I am the host of that program as well. Boy, they can't get along without me here. In basketball news, the Boston Celtics signed Marcus Smart to a 4-year, $52 million contract. I should have been taller. Because in my day when I was playing basketball, they weren't paying that much money to established stars like Bill Russell and Bob Cousy and others. So therefore, but hey, it would have been more than I was making on my regular job. So I guess. But anyway, Marcus Smart, as the market bore on, was not getting any free agency big buck offers that the Celtics would have to match or whatever. And the teams that were after him were not teams that were contending. And so the Celtics had all the cards, and they decided rather than rub his nose into it, they would just sign him up. And Celtics have a very good bench now. I imagine that would be the case with Irving and Hayward coming back healthy. The way Tatum and Brown played, Al Horford, just adding Marcus Smart just makes them all that. Terry Rozier, I was trying to think of his name there. Marcus Morris. Daniel Theis, who was out. And we signed Baines earlier. Looks like we're in pretty good shape. How is the passage of LeBron James to Hollywood going to pan out as far as the East and the West are concerned? Certainly makes the Celtics a major contender. Kawhi Leonard has gone to Toronto. The question is, how healthy is he going to be? And Toronto gave up their leading scorer to get him. And it could be a one-and-done deal. So it was a big gamble on Toronto's part. The Spurs have improved, and they've gotten more scoring and a little younger in their backcourt since Parker has also left. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Some experts are saying that the Lakers may not even make the playoffs this year with the club that they have. Well, you look at it. There's Houston. Let's begin with the Warriors and Houston, Oklahoma City. Oh, Oklahoma City is supposed to be picking up Carmelo Anthony. I have no clue what Atlanta is doing. Atlanta, drafted, to me, questionably, made a very questionable trade by sending Doncic to Dallas and getting the kid from Oklahoma, who, he's a scorer, but just a little guy. And will he blossom into a Curry? The odds are, there as far as scoring is concerned. But here again, when you're the major force on a ball club like Atlanta, it's not that easy to score. They can double and triple and, ask Isaiah Thomas about that in the playoffs. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I think it was a kind of a risky deal at draft day to send him packing when he had some of the other needs. We're going to find out how that works out. They're going to find out how that works out in the very near future. But you figure with the Warriors, the Rockets, the Thunder, the Spurs, Portland. Denver. It's not going to be easy out there for the Lakers to sneak in. And the Lakers also lost one of their premier players, Julius Randle, who went to the Pelicans. The Pelicans, who knows? I don't know how good they're going to be. Now they've lost Rondo as well as Cousins. But anyway, it's not going to be a cakewalk for the LeBronicers this season. So if he's happy and he's making money, and he's going to certainly be a draw out there. I don't know if the Lakers are selling out every single game, but we'll see. And Lonzo Ball, I understand, had knee surgery. How soon he's coming back from that, I don't know. But time is going to tell. We'll find out about that as things move on. Carmelo Anthony going to Houston hasn't happened yet, but that's supposedly what's going to take place since he was released by Oklahoma, and he was then supposed to go to he was picked up by Atlanta, who was going to then send him to Houston for some players or whatever. I don't understand all the details of it, but that's the way it's supposed to go. So anyway, the question, original question was, how are the Lakers going to fare in this tougher division? We'll see as the season goes on. That's their problem. And I said, as far as Toronto is concerned, and Toronto made the deal without determining whether the, well, first of all, they haven't determined how healthy he is, Kawhi Leonard, and they still have no idea whether he's going to sign for more than 1 year. Supposedly now he's going to play this year and then hit free agency and wind up in L.A. Okay, 4:49 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Accident victims, thank you. Cancer patients, thank you. New mothers, thank you. Heart attack sufferers, thank you. Hemophiliacs, thank you. Every day, we need 20,000 blood donors. The millions of Americans who've received blood would like to thank you. They may not know your name or face, but they've seen the size of your heart. The American Red Cross also thanks you for helping us help so many. Your blood saves lives. Thank you for donating regularly. For more information, call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO. Sounds of Praise Ministry and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:52 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okie dokie. New England Patriots camp is about to begin, and it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Julian Edelman has decided not to appeal his four-game suspension. Just going to sit out the four games, and we'll see what happens with that. And Danny Amendola down there in Miami land is been spouting the same thing that a lot of other people have been spouting about what a prison the New England Patriots club is. Some people who, you know, barely got their nose in the door were saying it. So, you can sound like, okay, it's a grain of salt for those guys. But Amendola was here for a while, and he sort of resurrected his career under Belichick and others. But he said it was like Belichick being the principal and being called into the principal's office. Well, it never happened to me in school, so therefore I have no clue what that's like, but I can imagine. But I'm not surprised, you know, that's the way Belichick runs the shop. Hey, you signed on for that? You got your ring? I think he got a ring here with us, didn't he? Yeah, he got a ring. Was he here doing the Seattle? No, he was here doing the Atlanta, so he got a ring, so victory in the Super Bowl over Atlanta. And that's what happens. That's the way he runs it. Maybe other guys, you know, like Philadelphia, supposedly they were all loosey-goosey last year. A lot of prayer and a lot of other community-oriented things which bonded them, and they came out on the winning side thanks part to some curious coaching by Belichick. And I guess that's the way you can go away. You get away, you know, you can throw all the rocks you want. That's not surprising that what happens in the world. I think the Patriots' overall offense is going to be improved, and maybe even the defense is going to be improved, primarily because of the change in coordinator. You know, you get some new ideas, some new thoughts, and a new way of running things, and that could benefit the defense as well. And some of the players will be in the system for, you know, a while. Someone pointed out that one of the weaknesses with the Patriots last year was the inability of the linebackers to cover backs out of the backfield. And a lot of the ball clubs now are doing what the Patriots are doing, have been doing for some time, throwing the ball a lot to their running backs, getting running backs who can catch the ball out of the backfield. And so we'll see if that's going to be a problem ongoing, or if it's something that we'll just score so many points this year that it's not going to make any difference. The offense might cover up for the defense. Everybody's going to want to see if there's any slippage in the play of Tom Brady. He skipped a lot of the practices, OTAs, that were optional. And we're going to wait and see if that has any effect upon the offense, or if it's any effect upon him. So, it's going to be an interesting season. I think the Patriots are going to have a great year. It's just going to be a question of how great the year is going to be. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 22nd, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way in a very few minutes, and we are going to be once again featuring new music and top hits of the year 2018, so you stay tuned for that. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless, have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. or thereabouts, when we do it all over again. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise.